The countdown to the Dragon's Rod and Custom Car Show is on.
Right.
Yes, Ron Lee is here. Right.
Right.
Okay, this has been, not your first or second, is it? You've been around the show for a while, haven't you, Ron?
Yes, I have. I joined the club in 1957, 6 months after it started.
Wow.
So I've been around, and I was at the very first car show in 1961. So I've been at a few car shows, and it's always been an Easter tradition for me to end up here at the show.
So basically your family, even though you have a big celebration around this time of year as well.
We won't talk about that.
But even though you've got a big celebration, your family knows to cross off this weekend because you're busy.
Absolutely.
Okay. This year's show, we're talking about the kids are going to come in. They're going to get the Hot Wheels, as has been the tradition. But there's probably going to see some features on the cars that are on display that they don't know. So we've been talking about, for example, the high beams, right, and that little pedal on the floor, you know, how you change that. We talked about a little bit how the cruise control, a lot different, the vents, the chokes, right? Like, there are so many innovations, right?
That's right, that they've never seen on a car because the new cars don't have that.
No.
You know, like when you wanted a vent window, you cranked it open with a crank, and it gave you air, like air conditioning, because back in those days, in the early days, I guess I can say, they didn't have air conditioning. That was a big option, and that I don't know what year that came out, but it was late 50s when it did come out in cars.
Yeah, and you look at, like, even, for example, on a farmyard, right? You look at the differences in the trucks that they're using today versus yesterday, right? I can remember harvest time, and all of a sudden, someone would flood the carb, and you'd be in a lot of trouble back then, right?
That's right. My job when I was a young kid, and this was like when I was 8 years old, and it was in a 52 Chevy, my job was to take the lunch out to the field and back.
Okay.
At 8 years old, you know, so you hang on to the steering wheel so you can reach the pedals. But if you didn't get out there with that luncheon time, boy, you're in trouble.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely.
Now, flooding the truck is one of them.
You, over the years, have brought in so many amazing vehicles. I remember the Batmobile has been here. There have been so many different vehicles for enthusiasts to enjoy. I'm not going to make you pick a favorite one, but if you had an opportunity to drive away one vehicle today, any time frame, any era, any make, any model, which car am I driving into your driveway?
A 1957 Chevy two-door that was it was a special car that we had in our show. It was just immaculate.
Okay.
It was a beautiful car.
Now, of course, this is also about giving back. Camp Easter Seals, the benefactor, and you guys, like I say, over $2 million for sure has been put back into that program. That's got to be pretty special.
Yes, it is. That's one of when we first started out, we didn't realize the show was going to grow like it did. Mm-hmm. And all we did was start it so the public would recognize that we weren't just a bunch of guys, and we built nice cars, and we respected the rules of the road, and for the guys to show off the cars.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden we're making all this money, and we're nonprofit. We didn't want all this money, so we said, hey, let's pick a charity that could touch any one of us at any time.
Yeah.
And that's the Saskabillies. Any one of us at any time may have to call on them. So we picked that, and we picked Camp Easter Seal, because Camp Easter Seal at that time needed a lot of help.
Okay.
And so what we said, we'll give you the money, but it's got to go into infrastructure. It's got to go into building new cabins, to building better sidewalks for the wheelchairs to go up and down. We don't want it to go into administration.
Oh, wow, okay.
So last year, just for example, last year we were able, because of the great response we had from the public, we were able to donate $40,000 to Camp Easter Seal.
Wow.
And as you know, you own houses, you own a house, I own a house. The cabins we have built need some updating, needed some repairs. So that's what we're doing now. We've done the swimming pool, and it was over $200,000 just to do the swimming pool and get it brought up to code and up to date. And now we're starting on all our cabins and redoing whatever has to be done to them to bring them up so they can pass code.
Always a work in progress, isn't
it? Yes, always. And the club members I can't think of one club member that didn't join the club, and we said, why do you want to join the Dragons Car Club? Because the work you do in the community.
Yeah. Yep.
Not about cars. Cars are secondary. What you this club does for the community.
Yep, for sure. Well, Ron, it's obviously something you should be very proud of, and I can tell that you are. 9 to 9 Friday and Saturday, Prairie Land
Park.
Yes. All right.
See you there.